The following program is brought to you by Heritage Ministries, with the prayer that you may realize our American system, in its original form, was birthed by God, and that you may know that God personally and accept the responsibility He's given you to preserve that system. On October 8, 1918, an Army corporal from the mountains of Tennessee did an amazing thing while fighting in World War I. Alvin York was a shy young man who didn't even want to go to war, but he performed so well in the line of duty, he would later be awarded the Congressional Medal of Honor. York, who had been converted to Christ after being known as a hellraiser, struggled with going to war because Jesus had taught that we should be peacemakers. However, he finally reasoned from the Bible that, as he would say, if a man can make peace by fighting, then he is a peacemaker. Once committed to his country's cause, he distinguished himself as an amazing marksman. That ability would serve him well this October day. His patrol was moving behind German lines who were dug in within deep trenches. The Germans discovered York and his troop and opened fire. The American patrol was pinned down, and York would later report that the bushes all around him were shot to pieces, yet he was miraculously spared. At great risk to his life, he worked his way around the hillside where he could see the Germans entrenched above his men. With his Tennessee sharpshooting skills, he began to pick off the German soldiers one at a time, until he had single-handedly killed 25 of them and silenced 35 machine guns. He then surprised a major in the German army and forced him to surrender his entire force of 132 men. York became a national hero and was honored all across the nation for his amazing deed. At first, it was difficult for him to accept speaking engagements and the money that came to him. He felt he had only done his duty in defending liberty and what was the responsibility of any soldier given his situation. But after much prayer about it, he began to realize that Jesus Christ, to whom he had consistently given the credit for his feat, had miraculously protected and enabled him for something even more important than the deed itself. It became clear to him that his money coming to him was to be used for the betterment of the children in those Tennessee mountains where he lived. Because of the isolation of the communities there, the children generally received very little education and very limited economic opportunity. Sergeant York, as he was then known, decided to use his wealth to create schools for the mountain young people. He believed that wealth was for the purpose of bringing men to Christ as their Lord and Savior, and he understood the best way to do that was to teach young people God's plan for their lives and then educate them so they could fulfill that plan. This was exactly what the Bible teaches in Deuteronomy 8:18. It states, quote, "You shall remember the Lord your God, for it is He who gives you the power to get wealth, that He may establish His covenant." Our wealth is only for the purpose of bringing the next generation into the plan God has for them. Sergeant York plainly stated this belief about wealth and fame when he said, quote, "Educating the boys and girls of the mountain districts and telling the gospel of Jesus Christ are far more important to me than reciting my experiences in France. I do not care to be remembered as a warrior, but as one who helped others to Christ." End quote. Are you living to get the truth to the next generation? Are you putting it into your own children? Think about it. Because if you don't, someone else will do your thinking for you and for your children. And you won't like what that brings to you. I'm Don Pinson. This has been Think About It. This program has been brought to you by Heritage Ministries. You can learn more about Heritage Ministries, including our Facebook videos at 11 o'clock every Wednesday and Thursday, by visiting heritageministriesky.com. Our prayer is that you will accept your responsibility for restoring our original American system.